that shit where you scan it, your Funkos, no?
Yeah.
And it tells you like the PPG that the PPG, nobody yeah. really follows.
No.
What do they have that for?
No, actually, they do follow it. Like, te das un casi awareness of cuánto vale el Funko.
But don't you, didn't you do that thing where you scan every single Funko you have?
No, that's just my collection thing on Funko.
Mira.
Pero the one that you really want to go off is Pop Price Guide.
Look at your pricing for those. Look at. Look at
that. Era, güey. Ya mira esa madre, güey. And I go like this. Eso, güey. Cuando yo miro todas las plays que voy y todo, güey, cuando tú vendes, güey, es cuando le hacen de pedo, güey. Cuando ellos te venden a ti, güey, nada, es just a neck, bro. Y todos los ponen high as fuck, güey. Nomás que mirado que es, depende de how desperate you are, güey. How desperate you are when you're trying to sell them. Porque yo lo he visto con en 3 different shops y le he dicho, güey, got damage. Oh, but dude, that's a rare Funko.
No, but I'm saying that you said you damaged them?
I damaged a lot of them. Nah.
They were like little nicks on them.
Y te dije, it
was nothing crazy.
That's all it takes for Funko's, way.
Well, that's what the fucking the store buyers look at.
The
Funko could be like worth $100. They'll look at it with a little nick. They'll be like $2.
You know what's the craziest one way?
Rare.
You know what was the craziest motherfucker one way? Que te dije el otro día, güey, la local shop that I went to try to sell something.
Uh-huh.
Me agarró el mío y I was trying to sell him something, right? Y agarró y le hace, oh, bro, it's like, the box is a little yellow. It was actually, matter of fact, it's the fucking Monica Geller, way. Y me dijo, oh, you know what, bro? It has a little yellow and a little damage on top, way. Y me dijo, I can't really take that
luego,
because...
Hasta le dice a Pancho, I don't think anybody's going to buy it like this.
Yeah. Yeah. So, el otro día...
But I'm willing to buy it off you for $40.
Espérate, güey. No, even. I was like, no, don't worry about it. Yo sé cuando ya no te quieren chingar, so I don't even give them a chance to give me a price, way. Porque es como dicen, a ver, si está... I cut it off right away para que sepan, oh, que este güey ya me conoce, güey. Y luego el güey, he posted something up así de su shot, güey. And it was a fucking Cody Rhodes, güey. The New Japan, I've been looking for that. I can't believe I let Crush cuando Crush lo tenía $8, güey. Y so dije, I want the Cody Rhodes, güey. You know, the New Japan, cuando estaba en pinche New Japan Pro Wrestling. Y él pone el del, güey. Pinche was missing the top of the box, güey. Pinta todo rompido de arriba, güey. Y dije, pero este güey sí lo compraste, güey. Y le digo así, it's all bullshit, güey. It's all dependent on people. People don't give a fuck as long as they get the Funko, güey.
You know what's you crazy? Know? I was, when I was cleaning the, what do you call that fucking room out there?
The back porch?
The back porch?
Yeah.
We were passing boxes of fucking just shit filled with toys, bro. And I go, what is the plan with this shit? I want to ask you, Pacho, what's the plan of all these boxes of toys you have?
To have an abundance of toys, bro.
Because you know what? Once you think about it, you go like, damn, I bought all this shit. Like, you have boxes full of toys and all this shit. The boxes, you separated them by...
Pero se mira más grande, güey, porque yo les di...
Es un chingo de toys.
No, yo sé, pero yo lo dejé a que breed porque le dije así, que I didn't want to put them all snug porque luego la card se
dobla.
Yeah, se chingan. So I left them a little bit more. Si miras ahí son 2, 4, 6, 8 boxes. They're usually 4. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
No,
yeah. If you pack them tight, bro, they warp the boxes.
So, como eso, güey, que están addicted to crack, güey. Like,
no,
I just do
no that's different, güey. No. That's
y
different.
Y luego, you also got to understand, güey, como el que está aquí, güey, esos, si los pegas mucho con la front window, güey, los pegas bien harto, güey, se van, ¿cómo se dice? Es worth, yeah, y luego también, güey, si los pones, güey, se pesan en el calor, güey, se pegan, güey.
No, but I'm saying, what's the plan with all these toys?
Plan is to admire them for the rest of our lives.
But
bro,
you have them put away in boxes.
Yeah, when we get a bigger place, we could admire them.
When you
my
go
bye
bye, and I think it's you say you go bye bye in 2 years, no way.
It's come on.
That's me and Ciro waiting for those 2 years, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We'll have an abundance in here.
I can smell
bro.
The anal sex through the fucking doors outside.
How,
right?
Bro?
Fucking
hell.
Fucking shit.
It's come on, Ciro. Viene con su Power Rangers, su fucking stupid Dower Rangers.
Anyway. Yeah. Bro, I'm not looking past for it. I'm going to die one day. At least you're going to say, this guy was fucking cool when they come and clean
this. But
what
are you going like, man, I'd rather go to fucking Italy or travel the world somewhere.
I was just talking to somebody about that. And they were like, I just think it depends on you, güey. ¿Qué te gusta a ti, güey? Like, some people, como un guy que me está haciendo de work, I'm putting his name in Marcos, güey. Dice, ese güey fue a pinche Florida, güey. Nomás se quedó en el resort, güey. You know? And I was like, what the fuck? You didn't go explore it? No, I just stayed in the resort.
No, porque the resort are chill as fuck.
Y le said, no me quedé allí. That's it. I didn't go out. Like, what the pretty much, let's say, I took my house to Florida.
Well, the resort is the resort. It's in front of the ocean and everything. So you don't really need
much. Dice que no hacía nada, nomás iba para atrás al
vómito. But even being there, you don't really need much in Florida. It's fucking gorgeous. Just, I was seeing Jorge Masvidal.
Pero lo que te estaba diciendo es que él me dijo así. This is, I even got the text message like, fuck, I can't wait, just go back to work. Like, I want to go home. And I go like, the fuck, you in Florida? Don't you supposed to enjoy it? I just think it's whatever you put your mind and you say that's how you enjoy time. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you go and shit, you know what I'm saying? Como otra frase que también dice que está bien perrón, güey, es en Georgia, güey. Dice que unas partes de Georgia está bien perrón, güey.
Hell yeah, I fucking love dirt,
a lot of Pepe dice que sí.
You
que,
love dirt, güey?
Dirt.
I love dirt, güey. No, por eso. Dirt in Georgia.
Hey, güey, there's some people that love that shit. Como el video, ¿te acuerdas de pinche quién era? I think it was the Yellow Wolf. Que te dan todas las trocas en el red mud, güey.
That's what I love.
I don't think you cut for that, bro.
No, I love that shit. I love the country.
Virginia be more countryer, though?
Eh?
Like Virginia?
Virginia be more a lot country. Of cocaine over there.
Yeah, cocaine. After listening to Push It.
Anyway, Georgia is country.
If you ever get a chance to do way, go listen to the clips. As that Virginia.
Uh-huh.
After that.
I told you.
Because it's hate around here for out-of-towners.
I told you fucking.
I feel like I should be driving a monster truck in Georgia, in Virginia. I don't know why. I think that would be badass.
But you're driving to HHR, we.
Hey, wait, dude, just give out all the information, so we can get fucking sniped, wait. Just give all the information,
wait. Well, they're going to know what's the biggest motherfucker in the puniest car.
Hey, wait, it's the motherfucker just giving out all your fucking personal details and shit.
Bro.
You want my social, bitch?
Yeah,
no, pinche Pacho se caga en su canzone every time they ask him for social, wait. And he applies for social, wait, man. He'll be social. I'm like, yeah, bitch, you have to check if you're not illegal.
There's a lot of cybercrime going on.
To be social. Wey, brutal mi socio, viene de back over, brutal mi socio para sacar el dinero, güey.
You know, este güey.
Hey, what is it with? Hey, Cijo?
Yeah.
Cijo would be a Pornhub. Put your credit card in social. Hey, Tony, give me my social security card right there.
Ese sí, Cijo.
Download this Cijo doesn't pornographic give a shit. Film.
Hey, I got fucking ID watch, bro. I'm not shit.
Dude, I was
so, hey.
I was watching Jorge Masvidal's video because obviously you know how he's fighting Nate Diaz.
Hey, before you you saw a podcast when they dijo que after you retire, he went on depression?
I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah, I saw that part. But that happens to a lot of athletes. A lot of athletes. Como digo, it's like that post.
A ti por eso va a tirar putazos en boxing, ¿eh?
You ever hear about postpartum depression for women when after they give birth?
Well, I know somebody's going through it right now.
No, bro, that's a real thing.
It's a real thing. But
I thought that shit was bullshit, güey. And somebody that I know is going through it right now. They're on a leave of absence right now. Uh-huh. And she said, dude, I thought it was bullshit, but dude, it's weird with her. Like, I feel like.
No, yeah, it's a real thing that women endure. After pregnancy, and some get it, some are affected more than others, right? But it's like athletes deal with post career. You've seen Volkanovski, right? Alexander Volkanovski. He talks about Dustin Poirier. What you saw, he just went on the podcast with Theo Von. And what'd he say? Bro, if I'm alone in my own thoughts, if I'm not doing something, I'm a dangerous to myself.
Well, that's sometimes, por eso a veces sí es cierto, güey, cuando dices put yourself to your mind to do something, güey. Y cuando, como hoy fue, I had a vacation like a month without cooking y la chingada, güey. Yeah. So I was like this
no,
today.
No, it's not vacation, you're lazy.
Yeah,
fuck.
And I was like this, I went vacation. Y le dije a Ciro, I started going back to like, hoy conté el melón, conté la pinche fruta y todo, güey. Luego I jumped out, did some videos, ya tengo los estos to organize y todo. Like, you don't think about none of that shit, bro. Like, you're like, oh, shit, I can't think. I got shit to do. Pero lo que te iba a decir, go ahead. Ya se me olvidó, ahí está, come back.
Ya ves, ya te pegó postpartum depression.
No, ya me pegó pinche, ¿cómo se llama esa madre? Alzheimer's, güey.
Alzheimer's, güey.
Come on,
then. Alzheimer's.
Este es un Alzheimer.
All-time great.
All-time great podcaster.
Alzheimer's.
¿Qué te iba a decir? Go ahead.
No, I was just seeing Jorge Masvidal's videos in La Playa de Florida, and I'm like, just something about those trees, bro. Those trees, like, fuck, it's life over there. Just green everywhere. Just
you know
beautiful.
What's crazy, güey? Que yo también, you know, I live and die in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't.
Remember? To live and die in Chicago,
right here,
like King Louis.
You know what? You want to die right now? Just stand in front of the
no,
block.
No, but it's crazy because I started listening to the Whoop Man. You know what I'm saying? FYJ Maine.
You
Billionaire Black.
You butchered his name.
FYBJ Maine. you know, let's start that.
Este, you know? See, before you tell that story, güey. Este güey, dude. What? Chi-Rat Chronicles Pancho? Este güey is a dangerous man. He's not allowed to take my nephew to practice no more.
Why not?
Because, wait, I'm over here hearing Graham Hancock talking about fucking ancient stones. I don't want to hear nobody named Cock. Anyway, este güey, I show up at 6 in the morning today. 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's not 6:30, you
Pancho,
fucking liar.
Pancho me está hablando, güey, the FYBJ man and the Chi-Rat Chronicles.
Hey, you know what I noticed? Tony didn't poopy fucking attitude in the morning.
Anyway.
Like, este güey no poopy person.
Anyway.
Y luego, güey, este stupid güey, he's a poopy man. He knows I got to take a shit right away. Se mete al baño, güey. Like, you're not going nowhere, poopy
hey,
man.
Hey,
I actually got a poopy.
You're not going nowhere, hey, poopy man.
Este güey me dice, he got the attitude. I'm like, no, wait. You
get
wey? Hey.
Partieron la madre, ahorita, puto.
Cijo, este güey, at 6:30 in the morning, güey, me está hablando de what blacks are into it with what blacks in Chicago. I'm like, Pancho, you know I'm 32 years old.
Hey,
right?
But it's good to be aware, though.
It's so aware. So you don't want to get shot.
No, I want to know is, what time you call me home for work so we can record the fucking podcast? Pancho me está hablando, hey, bangers over here? Getting into what the bangers over there. I'm like,
¿verdad? Y lo que me dijeron la otra vez con mi Nintendo shirt, güey. ¿Ya ves, güey?
Oh, yeah, tu Nintendo shirt.
Con mi Nintendo shirt ahí enfrente, güey. I'm like, bro, I got a Nintendo shirt. What the fuck? Pero estaba oyendo, güey, estaba diciendo Billionaire Black. Si no saben quién es, güey, es un rapper from Chicago, güey. Billy Black. ¿Y cómo se llama? Mr. Babaton. Estaba diciendo, cuando dijo, what can you give advice to the kids about not, if you could come back and heal a kid, like, don't be like us, bro. Don't idolize none of that shit, bro. Everybody's dead, bro. Everybody dies, everything dead. And one thing, if you're an artist or you want to do something, get the fuck out of Chicago. That's a piece of shit, bro. It's a death trap over there. Like, just get the fuck out of there, bro. It just, that's how Chicago is, man. Like, and I looked at it, I'm like, yeah, bro, now that I look back and look at everything, way, it's always there, way. Like, that's, it is what it is, bro. Y ahorita, como dicen, it's crazy because you feel like these guys rap so much Chicago and they tell the truth, like, fuck that shit. I tell everybody, get the fuck out of here. Lo dijo él. Look at everybody that leaves, boy, is actually making it,
well,
making
you're
money.
You're talking about leaving for two different things. They're talking about leaving for violence around.
Well, Pepe, that's what I was going to tell you. Like, even it says if you're doing something, bro.
I hate this, well, bitch.
Well, pues lo que dijo, digo, if you really, if you really look at it, shit, it's, yeah, I didn't know this shit. You could go back and look it up. Dice,
even the people are gay.
Dice que a lot of depression y todo es por también la gente ahorita, güey, que es thinking is, bro, I can't even be outside because I'm feeling I'm going to get shot, bro. Like, that's the way people in Chicago think now. Like, you're scared, like, hey, midnight, you're like, oh, shit, what block you at? Where you at this? People are like, ¿cómo se llama eso? Like, a little...
moral, like, self-aware? First, would it be self-aware or no?
Como...
Or anxious or nervous?
Like, anxious, let's say. Yeah. You let's say, you walk with a chip on your shoulder because you're like, what the fuck? ¿Viste el dude que mató ese güey ahí on State Street? Un güey just ran behind him and he just...
I'll tell you what, though.
And he was a license to conceal. Dice que lo miró corriendo and just took it out and bam, bam. You could see the video and el dude espera hasta la policía, güey. That dude just ran through his back and I guess el guy lo miró porque ves como es window. Mm-hmm. And he just took out the fucking gun and went bam, 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 bam.
Wait, explain. Set up the situation.
Es un señor, güey. It's like an older guy. I think you could look it up. He's like...
They're both waiting for the train.
He was walking, I think, on State Street. Or middle downtown, but I remember that building. I think it's that Walgreens building, güey.
Uh-huh.
Porque las windows, and he was just walking normal. Y luego you could see the guy, porque ves que hay pinche este cámaras. You see the guy turn the corner y como que lo mira. And he goes, he's going to rob him. So el dude sigue caminando at night. Uh-huh. Y sigue caminando así, and the dude in the back just takes off. We're like, you know, he's probably going to sock him in the back of the head. But I guess the dude felt it, and he turns around, and he sees the guy charging him. And this guy, es un señor, güey.
Sí,
he just grabbed the gun, güey. Pa, 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 pa. Unloaded like 6 shots on his ass. And I was like, what the fuck? Y le hace, por eso digo, damn, you do gotta live with it. Like,
well, I tell you this. I tell you what, Pancho. I think, I know I talk a lot of shit, but certain areas, like, but.
That's downtown?
But I was going to tell you, first of all, downtown is rough, up, right? Yeah. But I was going to tell you, that's anywhere in the United States. Me, personally,
I think that's everywhere.
Man. I'll go, I don't know if I'll walk at night, regardless, because motherfuckers are crazy out here. And
¿será, güey, que ahorita es so intensified? Because, sí, es cierto, es social media. You could see it on Twitter. You could see it on Facebook. Porque I feel like when I was coming up, I didn't feel that much tense. Maybe because I couldn't see it in my phone every 2 seconds, breaking news and all this shit.
No, the difference is that you have a point. right? Because you see it every fucking day, and you're just aware of everything that's going on.
You got citizen apps. Yeah. You have fucking
and then plus the only the
Chicago
only,
critter.
Yeah. Because back then the only way to know about the stuff was if you stayed up till 10 to watch the news, you would see stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
But you won't see like the actual like actual.
And bros, when you were growing up, all you guys were fucking pussies compared to me and Cedro's fucking time. We fucking blicky motherfuckers down all day.
Mr. Fucking $5 shirts at Walmart. $5 Walmart, dude.
Up hey, a switch.
This is criminal fucking life. Stealing $5 shirts at Walmart. All right, you and the goddamn fish guy.
I pay them. I
fucking
pay them
Mr. Criminal over here.
I pay them whole time.
You pay your dues for that.
I pay my dues, bro. I spend
how
time.
How much you had paid when you went to court?
I didn't pay shit. Nope. I was a minor, dude. Yeah. I didn't pay shit.
Just give you a
I did
the
my
butt.
Time. I didn't snitch. Unlike fucking Chris snitch ass motherfucker. I fucking took it like a fucking G. Unlike Panchos that calls the police on our neighbors.
Why do you call the police on my neighbors?
Yeah, I remember when they were beating up that dude in front of you, call the police. You're like, dude, what should I do? I'm like, let his ass get his ass whipped. He probably get his ass whipped for a reason. You're like, nah, bro. They van a hacer algo. Pancho gets on the phone. 2 seconds later, the cops up, breaks up the party.
Let me find out if you wouldn't have called them. No, hubieran balaseado
el güey. Lo hubieran matado el pobre güey.
But now we will never know. Hey, thanks to Pancho.
I'm going to tell you like this, bro. I don't mind that shit. Como dijo Wack 100. I'm a civilian, bro. What the fuck? I don't claim that street life. Never been about it.
I think that was part of it, too, though, to be honest.
Okay.
You guys were bitches back then.
I don't mind it.
Me and Cedro, we up switches on here.
I've never seen a switch, bro.
Nah, but I think.
The guy that ran under the car when he saw the fucking Chicago takeover way.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I want to be the motherfucker to get whacked by the car.
No, see, we straight bitches.
Nah, fuck that. Because, I said, people don't understand, like.
People die,
bro. The people. Yeah. Como Pancho? Pancho is a prime example. Esos güeyes that will be too stubborn to leave a dangerous situation.
Because I stayed 10 toes down, ahí, wey, homie. I'm G'd up to my feet up, bitch.
No, que he's a civilian, güey.
Hey, estamos hablando de man's pussies, all right?
Hey, snitch ass civilians, güey. Snitch ass civilians.
Hey, we talking about bitches, bro.
Cuando esa vez
ain't no gangsters here.
When we got stuck in the fucking takeover with all the cars.
The way you ducked down.
We were all blocked in, right?
Okay.
I told Pancho, bro, you by yourself, bro, you're going to get killed, bro. I go.
I survived hey, 49
wait,
years.
We're all blocked out. 49 years. 49. Hey, we're all blocked out by cars. Hey, Pancho, I'm going to just reverse. I'm like, yeah, Pancho, reverse into all the cars and get our ass whooped in front of everybody.
It'll be a badass story.
I know.
Podcast,
I'll make
right?
it out. I don't know if Pancho will make it out.
He probably wouldn't make it out. He motherfucking ran to the fucking cajuela.
somebody.
This motherfucker said it was a bazooka. I'm like, dude, it's a Roman candle. With chill.
Hey.
He said it was a bazooka.
Hey, wait. I go like this. I would be a motherfucker. They let off shots that night, too. Right by the gas station. That's why that shit ended. Porque las pinches police didn't do shit.
Oh, gangbangers. Oh, motherfuckers. La little gray. I think it was.
Well, they put out the gun by the gas station.
They had that. Icones cuando no
they all have guns there, bro. They are young kids, bro. All stupid young kids. They all have fucking guns. Y Pancho over there in our fucking HHR. Pancho, what the fuck?
He's a pussy with hook hands, bro.
Three hook hands. We were missing one already.
Yeah, hey, it's crazy true. Because también salen todos esos güeyes de los burnout, güey. Y yo nomás estaba esperando que una de esas bitches, güey, they were going to whack them, güey. Con las llantas y con el teléfono. Y nomás miro los videos todo el día de boom, they hit motherfuckers left. I'm like, how stupid can you guys be, bro?
No, but going back to leaving Chicago, yeah, like I said, they're talking about leaving for a different reason. Because of the violence around the. Shut the fuck up for a little bit, right? Look at they're leaving for a different reason. This is sad over here, bro.
Oh, sad.
This shit's a fucking dump, dude. Now, I'm going to be honest. All around Chicago, like you said, that you feel anxious. And you always have looking over your shoulder. Well, you just said that right now. Right? That you look over your shoulder.
Dice que dijo Billy the Black y mucha gente está diciendo que. Que en Chicago se siente
¿cuál
like,
mucha gente estás hablando?
No, la gente, I went to look it up, wey, what people say about the city. Y dice que a lot of people feel like they have to look over their shoulder every time they're outside.
That's not
because
true.
you see the so much violence and the shooting and la chingada, que they see that shit, you know? And I go like this, maybe, porque como te digo, I probably don't see it como ahorita dicen todos que es, wey. Social media intensifies everything, güey, porque you got everything on your head. Antes, güey, cuando ya es un shooter, sí mataron a un güey y nunca te enseñaron. Ahora puedes ver el video, people stomping on people, oh, shooting them at point blank, güey, you know? And you look at it like, what the fuck, you know? But this, I was just like, fuck.
I know, bro. Even World Star changed, bro. We used to watch fucking World Star fight compilation. Now it's just motherfuckers getting gunned down.
Dude, I swear to God, that was my...
What the fuck?
We used to watch, what is it, the fight of the week? The, what is it?
Or tits for sale?
No, not tits for sale. Those were the Vixens, bro.
That's porn, bro. Were,
yeah. I didn't see eye candy.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
How do you know the name of it, bro?
Because
you
were in magazines. Were,
but you know what's crazy?
Eye candy is just eye candy.
And then all the newest music videos that came out. And then what else was
that
it?
That was hot time, yeah, bro. But the World Star Ponello new videos.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't gonna lie, bro. The ¿cómo se llama? Fight Comp of the month.
The fight comp.
Cuando ponía like a 10 minute.
Yeah. I was not even today.
I didn't see, wait. That was my moment cuando salía.
That was
break time, lunch time. Wait, me iba para afuera, iba con mi little stupid ass sandwich, wait. Y ponía te traía como pinche kung fu. Y luego, hey, what's up?
That was like this. You know what?
Pero era puros putazos. Ahora ya es.
You know what I loved about that time? The World Star Fight Comps. That Pacho would be sitting his ass in that same black couch that he has right now, and he would tell me about how he would knock everyone out in those videos because they didn't know how to fight. He punched you always tell me, bro, look, and then he would stand me up, bro, and show me how he would knock people out. I'm like, dude, I saw you come out with a fuck. I saw you come out with a fucking black eye that you got punched in the face at a party.
I didn't go down, though.
And then he saw stars. I ain't never seen stars in my life.
Well, you've never been fighting your life. Shut up, bitch.
I saw stars. I saw fucking Tweety Bird.
You and your fucking suburban kids have been playing
peace and recorders.
The Tweety Bird, bro.
A Tweety, así abrazo Hedwig.
I saw a pussycat.
Nobody
even. Wait. Tú estás comiendo fucking cheese pizza and bowling, bro. Chill, bro. Chill, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got socked. He socked me, but I ain't go down.
That means you got no respect in the city, dude.
Tell him. Ask about
me. I used to run Bowling Brook. Nobody dare fucking.
Ain't nobody
come
there. You, Esicho. The fuck? See you and you. We're fucking Dennis the Menace and fucking Menards, mate. All right?
Hey, you been
Dennis the Menace and Menards.
You been seeing the fight press conference that Ryan Garcia done, Haney?
But I
can't see it, to be honest.
It's corny.
I have
like,
not seen nothing.
Right? I don't know, bro. Even when he tried to be a dick, it's corny, bro.
He's tripping, bro.
Yeah, he's tripping balls, bro.
He's
not. Wait a minute, you think that's mental warfare? Okay, bro, he fucked up. You know, I don't give a shit what you say, but I like the jacket que le dio Oscar. Como la pele pele jacket. No,
I don't know, bro. I told you, bro. I'm worried about him going into that fight. I'm like, I don't think he. And then Oscar coming out and saying like, yeah, man, I think he's in Devin's head. The way he pushed, I'm like, Devin pushes
everything. Hey, ¿qué quieres que haga, güey? ¿Qué quieres? Like, este güey es un estúpido, güey. Vamos a perder, güey. Y va a valer verga su carrera, güey.
No, you know what, though? You sabes lo que estoy diciendo? Look, bro, es que people.
It's horrible, porque yo a veces miro a Oscar en la corner y está así como
I think Ryan is.
Y me dijiste a Oscar, like, damn, ¿quién está haciendo la coca yo,
you
este
güey?
You know
what? Es que the thing is, güey, Ryan, I go. Hopefully not. And somebody told me, like, oh, he's probably on coke or drugs. I'm like, not necessarily. I don't think he's on drugs. I go, I just think it's a kid that's overwhelmed in the situation. I think he feels pressure. And I think he feels like the whole world's on the weight on his shoulder. And I told you before, I feel like he's breaking down in front of the people.
I feel way. Es lo que pasa, güey.
And then if you have leeches around you that just suck on you all day.
The thing is, güey, es como te dice, güey, now you see the importance of alguien que te diga, fuck you, you're doing it wrong. You know? And that's why I think Canelo, güey, even, I know never, con Eddie, cómo respeta a Eddie, güey, y Eddie cómo le habla. A veces dice, hey, güey, look at pinche Triple G, he abandonó a Abel. Y Canelo, ¿qué? Este güey es mi manager, este güey controla todo, even, güey. Y ese güey le dice la verdad también, güey. Viste la otra vez, hey cabrón. And I now know that, man, it's so important que tengas un güey que te tenga in a straight line. Porque cuando dejas un güey que haga lo que le dé su puta gana, güey, fíjatele, güey. Look at Adrian Broner también, ¿cómo estaba, güey? Y le valía verga. Y este güey también tiene pura gente que qué. Yeah, yeah, Ryan. Yeah, Ryan. You're doing right. Como yo lo que estoy viendo, güey, es like his Instagram. Like, what? You as a parent don't tell him what the
well,
fuck
some,
is he
somebody,
doing?
Somebody told me, like, you think he's building up the fight? I'm like, whether he's building up the fight, I go. To go to that level of the shit that he puts up and says, I'm like, if he's doing this to sell the fight, then I'm like, bro, you're doing what you talked about as fucking, like, you're practically fucking selling yourself for this shit. And if it's not, which I don't think it is, I believe, like I told you, I'm like, it's a fucking young man that needs help, bro, and does not have no direction, does have nobody in his life that's trying to guide him in the right direction. I told you, bro, I'm worried about him going into the fight because people don't understand what it is. And Ryan Garcia's 25 years old, I think, or 26. And the people that support Ryan are younger kids.
YouTube.
We're talking about 19, 20, 21s. People like at 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, they're past that stage already. He comes off like an immature fucking brat, right? Like just not.
It's a kid that they give him everything with.
Yeah, never.
And nobody tells him shit. And like even when he fuck up, you're right.
And like me, I'm a 30. Maybe if I was 24, he'll appeal to me more the way he is. But I go.
Porque si tú miras, güey, even with now having kids at that, como todos, ahí está, Hico, no hay pedo porque he got money, güey. Pero un güey como él así, en esa age, teniendo kids con multiple girls y la chingada, güey, ¿qué te dice, güey?
Pensé que dijiste pinche multiple cirrhosis.
No, multiple, sí, lo sabe de eso, güey. Pero ahí te dice, güey, que a veces siento que he's out of control porque nadie le dice nada el guidance, güey. Mira, neta, güey.
His erratic behavior, güey. You know why it's not to sell the fight, way? Because I go, he goes from Canelo's fuck Canelo to, oh, Canelo says one good thing about, oh, yeah, I loved him like my brother. And then, oh, I'll fucking knock Floyd the fuck out. I'm like, no, dude, this dude's everywhere right now. I'm like, the last thing he needs to be is in the boxing ring, which I believe. And I'll tell you, before I get my prediction, I go, people don't understand what's boxing, bro. It's a ruthless sport. I go, you're putting them up against a top 10 pound for pound, maybe top 5-ish. Devin Haney ain't no joke, bro. He's going to put a hurting on you. And I don't know where people get their. I just don't know, bro, because I don't like rooting against Ryan, obviously, but I just don't know. Like, there's no path to victory for me for him. You know, and the knockout, but people don't. People have to understand, bro, this is at the highest level. And I see no fight guys that are not, let's say, Devin Haney's level, and I see them struggle. And then his last fight versus Duarte, it was probably, I was more disappointed in that than the Gervonta fight. Just the way he looked. I'm like, this, he hasn't picked up on anything. I don't know what he's doing. Like, he's going, like I told you, it's always a bad sign when you go to trainer. You went from being this fucking, maybe it's that thing that he's tired of putting up a front, faking who he really is, and that's who he really is. It just seems to me like a kid, like a young dude that needs some help and needs some guidance. And I call me crazy here. I know I'm rambling on for a little bit, but I'll let you go right now. I called Mike Green, right? And I told him, you know what,
dude? Mike Greenberg?
I called Mike. The stupid guy. I called him and I told him, you know what, Mike? I believe that Oscar knows this is the last fight.
Yeah.
I think,
I told you that.
I think, porque I go, it's crazy. Because I told you, I'm like, I never thought they were going to put it in with like a Haney right away. And I go, but I think Oscar knows that, okay, maybe I'm talking out of my ass here. Look, he could shut me the fuck up this Saturday, right? Maybe I am talking out of my ass, but I go, yeah, I think you. Oscar knows
yo siempre,
that, hey, this is going to be probably the last
una cosa,
big fight, and we're going to maybe cut ties after this shit.
I think, como he said, maybe I get shocked on Saturday. Like, look, bro, in boxing way, you know who's going to win because boxing is skillful.
The skills pay the bills.
Cuando yo te digo, okay, they got a chance, it's UFC, the UFC MMA way. Porque hay un pergazo sale por donde decir hay patadas, fucking knees, flying, everything. You get fucking lucky. You pop somebody. Hey, you knock them out. ¿Sí o no? I can't wait. You better have skill, bro. Y como te dije, yo te dije a long time ago, cuando me dijiste, dude, that fight never going to be made. You're stupid. Todo y que te dije, I think Oscar had enough, way. I think Oscar said, you know what, bro? I'm tired of babying your ass and protecting your ass. I'm going to give you exactly porque, ¿te acuerdas? He was at war with Ryan and his... That yeah. Lupe guy. Remember that guy that was que le dijo de la tank? And I think I was going to say, Dad, well, that's your advisor that you care so much in your parents. Because his parents, wey, cuando yo los miré en YouTube, bro, y digo, I'm going to give you what you want. Y vas a ver. The thing that I'm scared for him is like, bro, if you lose again, your whole life is based on popularity, wey. Being on YouTube, being all this shit. Trust me, wey, de eso chingada se va, wey.
You know what? Sí, Pancho, yo también pensé. Maybe it takes it. But you know what? I'm going to be honest. He's very established on social media.
Okay, pero, yeah, give me this.
I'll tell you this. My nephew, Our nephew Peepees brought up a good point. Well, let's get out of the way, obviously. I tell you, I believe Devin will stop him, and I believe it's going to be a stoppage in terms of I don't think he'll come out for one of the rounds. And that's what I believe. That's my prediction. What's your prediction?
David Haney decision ass whooping. Oh, 12 fucking.
And the reason I don't say ass whoop, like 12 rounds, the reason I don't say that is because I believe that Ryan is unfit to be in there. And I think he's going to be overwhelmed. And maybe not. Maybe that's too harsh. But I 100% see Haney stoppage by like the seventh at least.
I go 12 rounds. 12 rounds.
Or just ass because, whooping, right?
Yeah, ass whooping. Just for the simple reason, Tony, que te digo, I know you're going to say, oh, no, no. Es que Devin Haney no tiene that power que make somebody quit. Él se me acuerda, güey, como un margarito, güey. A lot of volume y toda esa madre, güey. Pero yo siento que Ryan's going to stick it out for 12 rounds.
Nah,
pero como te digo, va a ser un ass whooping.
And that might be worse.
Le hago, no, por eso te digo. No te estoy, I'm not telling you it's going to be better. But I think, güey, todavía tienes que tener a little bit of balls, güey. The difference, güey, con Tank Davis, güey, sintió el vergazo, güey. That's a different story. Cuando un güey pega así, you're like, fuck that. Y con Devin Haney, pienso que es going to be a boxing lesson.
Now, let me you know reverse you there. Don't disrespect MMA fight. You're like, and MMA is more like, it's not lucky, güey. You got 4 ounce gloves.
No, espérate, güey. You see, you're taking out of context. Dije, I'm not disrespecting him. Como te digo, you're taking out. Es como diciendo ahí, güey. Todavía, como tú me has dicho, güey. Hay a veces, güey, un pinche flying fucking, una knee que no miras, güey, una patada.
Sí.
Boxing is...
There's much more ways you can finish somebody.
Es como dice un güey, ¿qué dijo Floyd Mayweather? Boxing, güey. Boxing tienes que tener technique.
No, but you know what's crazy that you're saying that, right? You're arguing. In boxing, you actually have to have technique. I'm like, yeah, well, it's technique to understand how to throw a fucking spinning heel kick.
Pero Tony, see, this is what I get so angry cuando me quedas de... Te estoy diciendo, güey, que en MMA, güey, you have to have skill, of course. But in boxing, way, you can only win by one way, way.
Yeah.
Que, that's it. Acá, way, tú tienes, como dice todo, way. En pinche MMA, way, un way, wild knee, you fucking knock him out. Aquí, way, is one way to win, way.
Well,
it's with straight hands, way. And you better, y MMA, you como dice en MMA, way. Bro, you get at least one hand or something, way.
And I'll tell you this before we move on. I get what you're saying. There's just a lot more ways to finish a fight. You have more chances. I go, but what you're saying, a lucky knee, lucky, like, none of that lucky. They train for all that shit. All that shit is in their arsenal. In boxing, you just focus on your hands.
I'll go back to Matthew. Let him mess around. You had one lucky punch your whole career.
Yeah. And that lucky punch, I'm pretty sure he trained that punch forever.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Go ask.
Matthew's Hall of Famer.
Go ask Matt Sarah. Go ask his coaches. That's what they train, bro. And but going forward to what we're talking about, I said when he got stopped by Gervonta Davis, I'm like, that's probably the best thing that happened to him. Because you could at least chalk it up to, oh, I was dehydrated and I couldn't. And yeah. I go, I know, pero in his head,
es como Canelo. Canelo dijo que no perdió contra Bilbao, güey.
I know. No, pero that's two big different things.
Te estoy diciendo que como lo que tú me estás diciendo, te voy a dejar que acabe tu statement.
No, pero what were you? No, what do you think I was saying?
No, I'm going to let you finish
your statement. No, because I think you're getting confused for what I was saying.
Okay, just finish
your statement. I'm saying that it's the worst thing that could have happened to Ryan getting knocked out for Gervonta, because in his head, he could always go, Oh, it's because I was dehydrated. That's why I got knocked out. Not acknowledging, like, you didn't get knocked out because of the dehydration. Maybe it had something to do with it, but you got knocked out because you like the fundamentals of boxing. You like the defense. And Gervonta told you, like, reckless, no defense, no fundamentals, no technique. Remember before they fought. And he proved all that was correct. But he got knocked out. So in his head, he's like, you know, dehydrated. I had to fuck it. You heard him in his build up to Devin. Oh, I was dehydrated. I was in myself in there. I knew I was going to lose. We're already going out there because I felt so weak. So he already has that built in his head. I go, you go out there. Como dicen todos. I'll put it in wrestling terms. A pin, when you get pinned in wrestling, it counts for 6 points, right? And that's like the best thing you could do. A tech fall, which... you win by 15 points or more, The ref, no matter what period is it in wrestling, he stops the match. It's a tech fall. You only get 5 points per that for that, right? But which one's more impressive?
Right? Tech fall.
Tech fall. Because you demoralize your opponent.
But yeah, pero I think when they look at it, way, it's más demoralizing when they knock you out, way. You know what I'm saying? And it's como te digo. It's como yo lo siento. I don't think it's going to be a Buck Crawford Earl Spence kind of ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's going to outclass him. He's going to show him what boxing really is about, way. You know, it's como, I feel like Ryan is la, es como un wilder, way. Tienen el putazo, way. Pero tienen el fundamental of boxing, way. You know what I'm saying? Y que, they always get away with what? The pinche vergazo, way. Pero qué pasó when Wilder faced Tyson Fury, way? Boxing lessons. Qué va a pasar ahora sí va. You look, como dicen todos, you want to make fun que, oh, he got no knockout power y todo, way. Hey, bro. He got hands, bro. Y te dije, güey, las últimas peleas, I was never a Devin Haney fan, güey. Never in my life, I thought he was boring. Bro, the Lomachenko showed me some true grit, güey. Then he went and took out Kambosos, güey. When everybody,
twice in Australia.
And I go like this, I like it how everybody goes. And I give Devin Haney more, the most credit of everybody, bro. Ese güey se fue de zone, homegrown ahí in the zone. And that way, se movió, le dijo a Eddie Hearn, let me make this fight. Ese güey go and gets it, güey. Takes less money, güey. Y como te dije, güey, went out there cuando Kambosos chingó a quién, güey. Teofimo.
Yeah, Teofimo.
And this guy beat him, bro. And I tell him.
Just to elaborate a little bit on you saying that the knockout is everybody finds it more impressive. Like, in terms of the highlight reel, yeah. But I go, it depends what type of knockout, what form of knockout is it. I looked at the Gervonta Davis knockout. I go, that was better for him instead of getting his ass whooped for 12 rounds. Porque he didn't have to question his skill. In his head, it was because of the weight cut. I was so weak. I couldn't take the punches. That's why I fucking lost. Going into this, there ain't going to be none of that, bro. Y como dice, Haney's not a big puncher. Pero he's going to put a fucking whooping on you from bell to bell. And he's in your head, you're like, he's going to show you like, hey, kid, you're not nowhere near this level. So I don't know if boxing's in your career, in your future, or you better think of something else. I believe it might be a little bit more to that. I believe he is going to stop him, not because he's good. I believe he's going to hurt him, but not because of the punches. I believe that he's going to overwhelm Ryan. And I don't think Ryan has. I just haven't not seen anything in his arsenal, bro, that has made me think like, man, he's gotten better. And I hate to say it, but I gradually, in this last three fights, can you say that he's arguably, like, his skills have gone, like, went down instead of up? And I go, maybe since he's left the fucking Canelo camp, I've seen the skill set. But you notice in the Canelo camp, Pancho? And whatever people could say, obviously towards the end when they were starting to have a little disdain towards each other, Canelo camp and Ryan, he will never get out of pocket, bro. He would not be doing all this wild, outlandish shit there.
Pero es como tú dijiste, güey. Probably hit a point in his life que, yeah, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know, I think so.
Es como dice a veces, güey, you're tired of living a lie. Y lo que él pasó, güey, es que this is what happened, güey. Es como Oscar lo dijo en la documentary, ¿te acuerdas? I was the golden boy. They gave me this image that, you know? And I feel like Ryan fell into it right there. Oh, the golden boy. He saw Ryan Garcia, the next golden boy. Young, handsome, todo, güey. And I think people put that on him and shit, you know? Por eso, cuando te digo, cuando he talks about Jesus, tú mira, güey, te voy a decir una cosa, güey. When I hear somebody talk about religion, like, I want to say Habib, güey. ¿Ves how humble he is? Y cuando habla, güey, Devin Haney, güey. Cuando habla de religion. Wrestlers, güey. During the fucking, remember the NCAAs, como hablan de Jesus Christ?
Oh, yeah.
When I hear Ryan, way, to me, it's a gimmick, way. Honestly, way. But I think que, como tú dices, way, I think there's a young way, le pusieron this, I'm super clean person, way. He's the next generation. Look, he's a Jesus. He's a fear of God, young fellow. He's clean cut. He's handsome. He's wholesome. And probably got tired of that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? And he wants to be Buck Wild, you know what I'm saying? Y por eso te digo, like, yo lo que va a ver ahorita, yo lo que miro ahorita, güey, yo te dije desde a long time ago, güey, I feel like Oscar just fucking fed up, güey, and he like, fucking throw him in lines, and whatever happens, güey, we probably cut ties, güey, that's it, güey, you know? Porque when he was talking all that shit about, también con Bernard y todo, I was like,
because I said, I told you before after the Gervonta Davis fight, I go, if he loses a lopsided fight again like that, it might be over. But I go, you know what? No. He's in the crew with Jake Paul's and all that. And PP brought up a good point. Like, man, people say that it'll be a cool fight. Watch him and Jake Paul. I'm like, I could see him going in that direction if this doesn't work out for him. And he got such a big following, handsome kid, could be a model and do a lot of shit. But
te voy a decir una cosa, güey. Well, the difference between them, güey, they got something, que es like, Ryan is corny, Tony. Por fin, Tony. You see what I'm saying? He don't got that, bro.
No, but I'm saying, well, like, I'll tell you this. Obviously, he does have it because he's very fucking popular, right? Now, he might not be, I'll tell you this. That's why I told you. He appeals for the younger audience. I'm 32 years old. I look at, this is probably how we acted. You know what? I'll tell you this. We were just talking about that, right, CJ? All the stupid shit we used to say as kids, teenagers. Yeah. Like, idiots, we. Idiots. We were saying some stupid outlandish shit, and we thought, we're cool, we're funny, and all along, we're fucking idiots, right? Then I look at Ryan's, his tactics and the way he acts. Like, today at the press conference, the final press conference, he's like, yeah, where yo mama? Yeah, I want to see your mama tonight. Yeah, I'm like, what's up with this dude, bro? I'm like, he acting like a fucking teenage kid.
I think eso, güey, came from about the, ¿cómo se dice? Que I think también el papá de Devin Haney se ha pasado de verga, güey. ¿Cómo se llama su dad?
Bill
Haney.
He had a nice ass suit, though.
No, yeah, I told. This is the first time I see he gets out of pocket. Y a veces también, como tú dices,
what
güey.
What did he say?
No, cuando habla de, he's always attacking, like, his family y todo. Él empezó eso cuando le dijo de su dad y que sabe qué tanto. Y yo nunca he oído el papá de Ryan Garcia ever talk hasta esta vez, güey.
No, Ryan Garcia's dad was the one that started, because they started going at Haney in the first press conference. So I think right there you got it wrong. His family, remember the first press conference, su mom jumped in y le estaba gritando a Devin Haney, like, Don't talk about my son. Don't call him a drunk or blah, blah, blah. And then su dad, obviously promoters' dads get into each other. And then su dad, it happened to drop that fucking, they were going, no, they were just saying stupid shit.
Yeah, Tony, but I think it was before that.
No.
Y por eso también, por eso te dije, güey, es cuando le dijo también Bernard, Bernard, vente para acá, güey. And I feel like he overdid it too, güey. Porque yo miro a Devin Haney,
well, you gotta, when you say overdid it, you gotta tell me what
dije,
he did.
Y como te dije, güey, yo cuando miro a Devin Haney, he's always real apologetic, bien a toda madre. That's why I said, man, this man is así. This is the first time I see him so out of pocket, güey. And every time I see his dad in the interviews, he told the way, I'm like, dude, you're doing a little too much in this one, bro. You know, probably because he feels like this guy ain't dog shit, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes that's why I go, like, I look at him and like, bro, yeah, you his dad, bro. Like, chill, bro. Like, chill.
I'll tell you this. You know? I've been keeping up with this shit, right? Because it's boxing. I love boxing. So that's why I tell you. I don't know where you got that Bill Haney started all this shit. Like, I seen their family attack Haney, all of them, while he's speaking at the podium, right? And you're telling me about Bill Haney? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they talk shit like everybody else talks shit. I go, but you can't just say, yeah, Bill Haney been going crazy. Well, what examples? Tell me an example.
Por eso todos dicen, güey, that's why your dad should not be there.
No,
güey.
But I'm telling
you. Okay, espérate, Tony, güey. Like, por eso dijo el pinche también, ¿cómo se llamaba el güey? Digo, what was that boxing? That's why, bro, ¿cuál pinche boxing fue? That's why even if your dad should not be in your corner, bro, because no matter what, it's your kid, and you get overexcited when that shit happens. And so that's why sometimes you have to have somebody else run the show, because your dad, no matter what, is going to be involved, and they're going to get heated, they're going to be talking shit.
I will say, most of the times, true, they've been together forever, since the beginning.
Yeah.
And they have, to me, the best fighter at 35 or 40 is Devin Haney right now. Hands down, over Gervonta, Teofimo, over anybody, just based off his body of work, and it's with his dad by his side. So I will have to disagree with you there, just based off their success. The only thing I'll tell you is that, como te digo, that's why I'm telling you, like, it threw me off, because I'm like, Bill, what act has he done that's been outlandish? That
bro,
you
Tony,
go like, damn.
Mira, Tony, te voy a enseñar esto como tú dijiste, güey. When he gets to the talking shit to his dad and talking shit about his dad otra vez lo que le dijo cuando se agarraron, güey. Como tú dijiste, güey, sometimes you take the high road. ¿Te acuerdas cuando they argue the first time y que se estaban diciendo cuando le dijo about the hair y toda la chingada?
Yeah.
You better check your husband over there with that goddamn fucking toupee y la chingada. And that's when they got into it. Y luego el otro día que se le subió casi a la face de Ryan cuando they were arguing in the crowd. Que tenía esa leather jacket y
todo. Yeah, when Ryan went up to their fucking face.
Y por eso ahí, güey, como tú dices, güey. ¿Te acuerdas el peleador este, el ¿cuál es? Naya, o ¿cómo le dijo? ¿Cómo se llama? El Japanese boxer. El champion. No,
Japanese
nah,
monster?
No. Yeah. ¿Te acuerdas cuando el otro boxer puchó a su dad, güey? Y le dijo, you see, that's the difference. You take the high road sometimes. Calm down, chill. Y es lo que le dijo, like, dude, you over-exaggerate, güey. You're going all over the board. I tell him, dude, come back, güey. Get your fighter. Relax, güey. Sometimes it's better way to be the bigger person, be like, not get into that bullshit.
If you're telling me that you're judging Phil Haney off that situation.
Yeah, porque como digo, güey, cooler side is better, way.
Okay, but I'll tell you this. If that's the case that you're telling me that, oh man, he's been going, then that's what you think. But
that's my opinion.
And I respect your opinion. That's what I'm saying. Like,
es como cuando dijo, güey, este güey es ready to fight Bernard Harpins and cuando están haciendo nervios y están gritando uno al otro.
Yeah.
And I go like, bro, you know you guys are not the fighters and not the stars, right?
They're making fights, Pancho.
You know what I'm saying?
They're promoters. That's the game, bro. That's part of the game. And you say that, then say that about Bernard Hopkins. He's the one
that
shoved
him. Well,
yo
también lo que te dije también. Lo que te estoy diciendo también es like, bro, you guys are professionals, güey. Like, come on.
Same thing you could say about Oscar De La Hoya going up there and trashing your fighter in front of everybody. Hey, take the high road, Oscar. You're the fucking promoter.
What? Pero ¿qué te dijo que no? Por eso también dije, ¿qué te dije, güey? All this shit's becoming fucking WWE, güey. And it's supposed to be like the highs of the sport. ¿Qué dice? Boxing is the premier. Everything is dope. Boxing is a gentleman's sport. Now it's like, what the fuck?
I always
feel like people are going above and beyond and shit.
I always go like this. They always call boxing a gentleman's sport. I'm like, I don't know if there's anything gentleman-like in a sport where you fucking bash your fucking brains in.
No,
this is a fucking blood sport.
Como dicen todos, güey. When you see a boxing match, güey, all the stars show up, but the big-time stars, güey.
I don't know, Pancho. More and more, I'm going to be honest. I told you this. I told you I slowly see it. Now I go, the stars show. I think stars show up to any big event, but now I go, oh, no, you got the big time rollers at the UFC now. Like, I go, dang, you got fucking, I don't see Donald Trump at the fucking boxing event.
That's Dana White's
Mark
guy.
Mark Zuckerberg.
The fuck is that guy?
You got big motherfuckers showing up to these fights. That's why I go like, I could, but that's why I love, that's why I told you, bro, if Ryan could pull this shit out, even if he does it, I go, man, I give you credit for taking the hard ass fight, dude, while everybody else is ducking each other. Or not ducking, just making it impossible to fight. Like I told you, Gervonta is about to be 30 years old. I don't know who the fuck he's going to fight. And Shakur, I don't know what the hell is his deal or his situation. I go, at least I give it to you, bro, Ryan, that you did step up and take these hard fights. Because these are the fights that bring the stars out. And these are the fights that get me excited. Look, I'm not excited for this fight as people are. Because I believe it's a very one-sided fight. Okay. And I believe that I know what I'm going to see, dude. I'm going to still see it. I know what I'm going to see. And I'm just going to... It's going to be interesting what happens after the fight for... Maybe I sound like a fucking asshole because I feel like I'm not giving right now one chance, 1% chance of winning this shit.
Yo como te digo, like, it's a fight. Anything could happen. Pero como te digo, en boxing, güey, trust me, güey. That's the thing about boxing, güey. Bro, if you're not as skilled and taking it serious, the biggest thing conmigo always been with Ryan is like, lo que dijo Canelo, güey, now I'm like, not disciplined, bro. Motherfucker comes here, throws 150 fucking pinche, go home. I'm like, bro, if you're not living at the gym, güey, if you're not there all day, like como Canelo, güey, you could never say, como dicen, güey, that motherfucker lives in the gym. It's going to show, bro. It's going to fuck it. Como le dijo Bernard, güey. Boxing, güey, will expose you, güey. And I feel like when Ryan is like, he's not 100% in that shit, bro. You know? Pero lo que pasa, güey, que también cuando you fight a bunch of guys, güey, you knock out y todo, and they're setting you up, güey. You think you're invincible, güey. And I think that's what I think. I think es como cuando dije, güey. A veces, güey, it's a bad thing cuando te echan puros pinches, güey. Si estás noqueando, güey, you feel like you don't have to work.
But I just think Ryan is such a different path than everybody else that I could think of. Because all fighters that have a star potential written all over them, they all start with like 20 gimme fights. That, hey, beat these guys up. Then you're going to start challenging for top world titles. But I just go like this. With Ryan, I know people. I remember. Again, I'm going to bring it up. Wait. What did I always tell you about Ryan Garcia? I'm talking about 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And you would tell me, maybe that's the way he fights, dude. And I'm like, yeah, that could be the way his fight, but that's not going to work. And what was it? I told you, yeah, he got speed. He got power. And I go, but I look at his technique, his fundamentals. I go, keeps his hands down. He punches sideways and he cuffs his hand in. Like, I always told you, he punches like, what, he rolls his wrist all the way back and then turns it in. And then, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And I go, that's not going to work. And for a long time, you would tell me, well, he is working for him right now. And I'm like, yeah, right now with these guys. I'm like, but now, once you get now to the level that we're seeing them fight now.
I don't even think it's that. I just think it's look at the whole Canelo way. Undisciplined person is not going to fucking succeed. That's the honest truth, way. And I believe it. Cuando me dijeron de, bro, I feel like cuando entrena nomás pone, hey, put me on YouTube, wey, I'm going to show this.
Y el putazo.
And I feel like he got so excited because he was knocking everybody up. Y lo que pasa, wey. That's why I tell you, I look at Virgil Ortiz y el, wey, Virgil, wey. You could tell that guy, a gym rat, wey. You could tell that guy takes it. And then I look at a guy, por eso a veces he says, oh, but that's the name of the game, being on YouTube, social media, putting this, putting that. And I go like this. I see Canelo put a couple of things. O contate una. Ryan pone todas sus sessions, toda, and I feel like,
well, the reason
that's why I feel like this motherfucker don't train as hard as like motherfuckers, you know. It's como a tank way. Si lo miro en social media way, pero cuando está en el gym no hace enseña su little pinche también su speed fucking and the gloves y toda la madre. Pero I feel like those guys lived in the gym, bro.
Tank, you know? Just have to fight more better guys. Like, pero that's the number one thing.
Honestly, you could say that, Tony. Pero, no, but it's the truth. No, it's not the truth. ¿Sabes qué es, Tony? Pero, Tony, this is what you don't get. Como te dices, this is the name of the game, güey. Lo que están haciendo ellos, güey. Ellos, güey, están como te digo, güey. Tank, güey, no matter what, güey, is the hottest name, güey. Y lo que están haciendo, yo te dije, güey.
Hottest name in terms of what, though?
Pero espérate, Tony. And I go like this. Estos güeyes are doing the same exactly thing, güey, con lo que está haciendo, que hizo Mayweather, güey. You know what I'm saying? Y como ellos en su cabeza sienten que, yeah, we're making a lot of money, we're doing this, we're on pay-per-view. And como dice, güey, exactly como Mayweather. He took Ryan, biggest fucking pinche fight, ¿verdad? What he did, I'm not going to beat the shit out of this guy. That's it. Now yeah. I'm going to go back. I'm going to fight whatever. Y luego, como te digo, güey, ahora vas a ver, güey, Pitbull Cruz, güey, está up, está yin yang, right? Y vas a ver que le van a pelear otra vez, güey. They're, es como tú, güey.
Let me butt in for a second. Like, again, this is not to get you upset and go like, no, it's not true. But how can you not say that? I'm talking about boxing. I go, Trevante Davis, but let me just get it. That's why I don't know why you get worked up. It's the truth. Trevante has to fight better guys. Like, that's clear cut. Like, he hasn't fought anybody. And that as a boxing and boxing what terms, is, right? Yeah. That's why I don't know if that you misunderstood. He's like, well, no, he doesn't. No. I'm like, well, yeah, he does. Well, I'm like, in boxing terms, like to be the best, you gotta beat these guys.
Tony.
But wait, and I the other thing is this. You're telling me Gervonta, no matter what, is gonna be a hottest name. All right, who's he fighting right now?
I don't know that who's Frank fighting. Martin yeah.
guy. Or okay. Yeah. Show me his pay-per-views.
Pero, Tony.
For that fight.
Yeah, pero es lo que te digo, güey. I know what you like. Es como te digo a ti también, güey. You, a veces, güey, tú te quieres ir a... Cuando yo estoy viendo a la gente, güey, todos los comments, güey, que dicen todos, güey, en el podcast, güey, even Mexican people love Tank, güey. They yeah. want to go see Tank. Y por eso te estoy diciendo, güey, I look at it like, people don't give a shit about being considered the best boxer in the world, bro. They give a fuck about how much money can I make without taking less punishment
yeah,
now.
And
lo que te estoy diciendo con Tank, güey, no matter what you say, güey, even Mexican people show out for him. He wants him because, like, pinche vergazo, ese güey no queda, güey. Ese güey no queda, güey. And I go like this. Y por eso te estoy diciendo
does
yo.
He, besides the Ryan Garcia fight, uh-huh. right? That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Show me the sellout arenas.
No, yo sé.
Show me that. When you do that and you sell million. Como dijo, I'm the biggest fighter. Cuando le dijo a Canelo, I'm the face of boxing, did a million pay-per-views. I'm like, yeah, Ryan did a million pay-per-views because it was you and him. And I'll give 75% credit to Ryan for those people. Mm-hmm. I go, show me the pay-per-view numbers that you're going to Google with this guy. Show me it.
Oh.
And I go, and you notice that everybody does the same strategy. Hey, let's fight Mexicans.
Yeah, but yo te dije eso de a long time.
That's why Haney,
smart move
for the Haneys, right? They came out with the Haney, Ryan ain't raza, Haney's Mexicans for Haney.
This is what, that's what I told you, Tony. Duh. ¿Qué te había dicho? ¿Qué hizo Mayweather? Where did Mayweather build off his career, güey? ¿Y qué está haciendo Tank Davis ahorita, güey? Why you think fucking Devin Haney a huevo que era Ryan, güey? No matter what, they're like, hey, este güey trae un chingo de hispano, güey. Right?
He want that check.
¿Y qué va a hacer Tank, güey, ahora con... Yeah, you even said it. People cruise otra vez, Tank. That's going to be a big fight, güey. Ahora con este güey tattoo. Por eso te digo, güey, they're not stupid, Tony. They're like, fuck that. Let's not face the hard ones. Hey, Mexican guy, Pipo está creciendo, even though I'm talking... ¿Por qué ahí viene la gente, güey?
No, I tell you what. I told you this before. We don't have to get too much into it, but I underestimated Pitbull's skill, and I seen him fight, and I go, oh, he got skill. He got nice defense. And then now I understand why he gave Gervonta a hard time. Porque, bro, I didn't know about him that much. You know, I thought it was just a guy, hey, you know what, late-minute replacement. And then I see his body. Obviously, como te digo, I don't put too much stake on, like, the Rolly fight and stuff like that. But I go, I understand why he gave Gervonta a hard fight. He's a guy that, Gervonta is like a Mike Tyson, right? Which was, he will almost beat you before going in there. He already had that intimidating factor, like, I'll knock you the fuck out. Right? That's why they call him little fucking Iron Mike Tyson. Pitbull Cruz a wild savage man, wey, con una cabezota, wey. And then I seen his fucking training videos. You can always tell a fighter with how they what work they put in the gym, and then I look at the strength, like the neck exercise he does. I'm like, oh, that's why he could take punches. But then he got good defense, way. He got really good defense, way. Every time he punches, he always comes back up. And look at le falta Ryan. He punches guard down all the time.
Yeah, I como te dije, güey, yo le doy credit, güey. Pero also también como tú me has dicho, güey, I think it was a late replacement. Tank didn't know him. He didn't know what he was. Oh, shit, lo miró. But I guarantee you he knows who he is now.
Yeah.
Sea lo que sea, güey. Pinche Tank también tiene good boxing, güey. No es un bum. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a way different fight.
Oh, he's not a bum. I'm just saying that.
Y yo lo que digo que es que people, I know they're so high on people, pero como tú dices, güey, he telegraphs his putazo, güey. Ya sabes cuál es. And I feel that boxing, güey, como dije, güey, is a great story. I hope Isaac Cruz le gane. You know, it's dope, but I just feel Tank is too much skill, way. Yeah, Tank, way? Como te dije, way, he's in a Mayweather fucking protection.
And I'll tell you, you know one what I'm saying? Thing that could hurt Gervonta. Doesn't fight.
Yeah.
I go like this. It's a matter of time until that catches up to you.
Yeah.
And I always go, do I think Pitbull could beat him? I go, before I'm like, hell no. Now I give Tony him a chance. I still side with Gervonta. Tony. I still side with Gervonta.
Así como dijiste, it's going to be a matter of a time there to catch up. Why you think they keep him away from Shakur? Why you think they keep him away from Devin Haney? Way? Why? Because esos ways are, no matter what, they're boring. They're going to be their way. They got skill, way. But why you think they keep him away from that guy?
Es
como, ¿quién fue el que le dijo? Hey, pussy, you went up and fought that guy for a 140-pounder.
Barrios.
You know, get up at 135, I guess. And now he went back down. And he said, what the fuck? They know what they're doing, Tony. They're not dumb. Y como te dije, güey, ellos son, güey, hasta que miren que está puteado un güey, that's when they want to make the fight, güey.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what they're going to do, güey. You know? And I told them, they're the protection. Es por eso te digo, they want to make the big fight, güey. I think the big three is Shakur, Devin Haney, and Tank. You know? What's up with all of them? They're not fighting.
I see one guy wants to fight. That's Haney. Other two guys, I don't know.
Es como te digo, like, Devin Haney, es como te digo, güey. Everybody used to be like, oh, yo también dije Devin Haney. Es el único güey que anda peleando a todo mundo. He's the fighting everybody. Otate el Fimo, güey.
And he's consistent, bro. He keeps fighting hey, 2 to 3 times a year. I never seen
a guy that get his ass kicked, loses all his titles. I'm moving on. Fuck this shit. What the fuck? Where's the Fimo too? He's telling everybody he sucked my dick. He looked bad in that fight. What's up with Tank and him?
That shit ain't gonna happen. Not for another 4 years.
Por eso te digo, they're not
so dumb, final wey. Prediction.
Te dije, Devin Haney by 12th decision.
Decision.
Ass whooping.
I got Haney stoppage 7th. I think corner stoppage.
Two pizzas, güey. Chicken wings and pizza.
I think I'll go with both. Yeah, I think I gotta go with both.
To me, güey, before I say, it's get, yeah. To me, güey, I want to see what happens afterwards, güey. But I'm telling you, bro, Brian ain't gonna win this fight, bro. It's just, like I tell you, it's como dicen, güey, un güey que is not 100% in boxing, it's not gonna beat a guy that trains his ass off, güey. Que es fucking pinche. Is he undisputed? Devin Haney?
Or le falta he's undisputed.
But he's champ,
he was undisputed at 35.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's
you're champ. Not going to beat that guy, bro.
Yeah.
You're not. I just want to see, is he going to still be Golden Boy way?
Hey, so what you think about this whole, it's fun though. It's fun. The whole Drake, Meek Mill, Rick Ross, and all this beef.
I ain't going to lie. Ricky be, I'm a fuck, right? He ain't laying off. Pero, it's funny porque viste lo que puse el otro día. Man, go help out Burn, man. None of my guys went bankrupt, and it'll wear right away. Gunplay. I was like this, cuando puso el, ¿cómo se llama ese pinche? El GoFundMe, which was, you know, for a good thing. No, but I go like this, Ray Ross, bro.
No, but look, I'll tell you this. You know what I like about, oh, so you heard, allegedly, they're saying that Drake's second diss song towards Kendrick has already been leaked out to the people in the industry, people in the music industry. And they're saying, oh, this shit's tough, bro. And they're saying it's very personable. It's very personal, right? And people heard it. Y dice que es, and the word is, the source is saying that Kendrick Lamar wants pretty much, like, nah, fuck this shit. It's getting too personal, right? And
pero this is, cuando tú me dices eso, güey, that's why I tell you, güey. That's why I told you, güey. Some whole shit, bro. What was the number one thing that Drake dijo, güey?
No, but we don't know. But this is from sources. We don't know what the song says. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So you got to give them that. You got to give them
but
that.
But when you said personal, oh, Tony, you're not going to talk about Cedro fucking bitch got diabetes and nobody knows.
I know. But what I'm saying is that I still don't know what type. It could be like some foul, like Push D says some foul shit.
No, right? Por eso te digo.
And I go. And there could be other personal shit, like not so serious things. But I think the bigger issue is between Drake and Kendrick. I think everybody else is kind of like subliminal. Like, I think the Rick Ross and Drake is more like playful.
I don't know because Vito
Lucuso puso
Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Puso el video.
Yeah, but I'm
and Drake saying the bad N word.
Okay, yeah, but his dad's black, bro.
Yeah, but you don't use it. It's the
he dropped it by accident. He just said it when he fucking was talking in the interview.
It was like a comedy skit que estaba haciendo.
Yeah, look at, I'm gonna say,
y viste lo que dijo el otro güey, por eso el story added on cuando hice el blackface. So por eso dije, le hago, that's not fucking around playing around with each other.
Probably not, but nobody's gonna care.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not gonna impact Drake at all.
Oh, yeah,
right?
No, Tony, but relax, por eso te estoy diciendo, nomás te estoy diciendo que tú lo haces, oh, they're friends. I don't think friends do that shit, you know? I'm not saying
they're friends. I'm saying it's a friendly beef. It's like, there's nothing to worry about there. It's just dumb talk. Man, fuck you too, bitch. That's it. That's it. It's not, when you see me, it's going to be on when you see me. Bro, come on, bro. This dude. First of all, Rick Ross, Champagne Moments, diss track to Drake, underrated. Hard as fuck. That motherfucker said, I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy. The thing with Rick Ross has is that fat boy humor. Like, He funny as fuck too. Rick Ross is fucking funny as fuck. ¿Viste la DM que le mandó Drake a Rick Ross?
No.
De su house? Well, Drake DM'd him, DM'd Rick Ross, and Drake put it on his story, like, look who I DM'd. And I guess it was an air shot of Rick Ross's house in Miami, and fuck it, it was like 2 to 3 paragraphs that Drake sent Ross, and Ross comes out on his Instagram story and goes, look, man, it's okay to talk shit, But don't be sending me no goddamn three paragraphs. Keep it in one sentence. That's it. Otherwise, don't DM me no more, right? But yeah, I heard that shit about the whole Kendrick Lamar shit. And me and you read the same story. Que the, you know, es que this, como dice, this sucks with all this AI shit because you don't know what's real and what's not. But Drake, Kendrick Lamar response had gotten leaked, supposedly, right? Pero dijo que people were not responding well to it. And they're saying that
Kendrick Lamar... But who's the person that said they leaked this?
Pero Pancho, this is what I'm telling you. Oh, but I'm answering your question. Me and you talked about this.
No, yo sé, pero... we heard the song. Espérate, Tony. Estoy diciendo, but who was the person that said that? I want to know the person because, como te dije, I feel like everybody is camps, leaks up bullshit, throws bullshit left and right.
But what I'm saying, you said it, but you said exactly what I said when you heard the song.
Yeah.
You said, like, I don't know about this shit. And then... oh, shit. They're saying, oh, it's fake. It's fake. And then, obviously, word got around it. No, this is a real fucking song. It's just that people didn't react to it well. And now they're Kendrick's team supposedly is saying, oh, no, it's AI. It's fake. It's fake. Pull it back.
Yo te digo la verdad,
we don't know if it's real or fake.
Yeah, por eso te digo. Pero nowadays, güey, no puedes creer nada porque you don't know who's the real source giving you this shit. Y yo te voy a decir la verdad. I don't know. Yo siempre te dije, güey. Yo siempre te dije, pero everybody was on his nuts. I never thought Kendrick's disses were good, bro. Even when he said, cuando esa la de I'm the King of New York, ¿te acuerdas cuando salió eso? Oh, yeah. That shit was whack as fuck. I don't know. I think Pat Boone had the best one. And I said, that shit was whack. Pero es como dicen, güey, once you got the juice, everybody sucks your penis, güey, you know? I never thought that shit was... I'm going to tell you like this. I do give fucking Drake, man. I used to hate on his shit a lot, but man, he's witty, bro. But he also, como dijo, he got 17 ghostwriters, so he's winning with his shit. But I go like this, pero como dice, güey, my hooks did it. All that shit did it. Es como tú lo puedes decir y no vale verga, güey. Pero ese güey tiene something que... when
yo nunca dije que vale verga, tú dijiste.
No, por eso te digo, hoy lo que te estoy diciendo, no, oye, ni hoy lo que estoy diciendo.
I fuck with Drake, the six guy, right?
Como te digo, güey, es como a veces, güey, depende quién es la persona que sings it, raps it. That all depends on this shit. Somebody could rap it. Entonces,
well, 50 Cent said it when... obviously, everybody know, or if you don't know, the issue that supposedly P. Diddy put hands on Drake because he had the 0 to 100, and I'm going to tell you, like you said, who's your sources,
güey? No, pero ese sí era de verdad, güey.
Who's your
sources? Charlamagne lo dijo y todo, güey.
Oh, ese güey
es el... I believe it. No, en el strip club, eso es a true story.
I believe it.
Why you think, güey? ¿Te acuerdas que salió? Espérate, Tony. ¿Te acuerdas que salió Jace Prince con esa threat, güey?
Hey,
y puso the thing out loud. Eso's been known, güey, by everybody.
¿Por qué?
Why you think, güey, Diddy with Drake y este con Jay Prince, güey? Pero
sí, Joe. Why does every time something happen to somebody that Pancho doesn't like, that's true? No, that happened for
pero
espérate,
güey. This is why I'm telling you. He's asking
for... it's a story.
Pero espérate, güey.
Somebody fucking started.
Pero ves, es lo que te digo, güey. Hasta Jazz, ese güey, Jay Prince, güey, salió y puso esa pinche 3-hour-long talk and Diddy, Drake is family. And all this, y todos confirmed it, güey. A lot of rappers. Pero como dijo Charlie, ain't nobody want to say shit because they want to collab.
If I had put my money up right now, Drake beats up Diddy.
Probably, güey. You know what's happening? Lo que pasó.
No, but I'm just saying. Well, whatever. Everybody heard that story that if you don't know, P. Diddy had the original, he had the beat to 0 to 100 real quick, right? That Drake blew it the fuck up, right? But I guess Diddy was upset, like, motherfucker, that was my beat. You took it. And then, allegedly, that's when...
I was fight for that shit.
When Diddy put hands on him at a party or some shit.
It was a strip
party. Whatever the fuck it was. But supposedly, he put hands on Drake. But dijo 50 Cent, like, Diddy's mad at Drake because he took the 0 to 100 real quick beat. But it wasn't 0 to 100 when Diddy had it. He just had the beat. Yeah, it was because of Drake hook and everything he put into the song. That's why that song blew up. Diddy could have kept the beat and just did a whole different song with it. It wouldn't have been as big. But you go, Drake skill was the one that made that fucking that beat pop.
Well, lo que dijo también Neo cuando Britney Spears people got pissed at him, que le dio, I think, I don't know what song to Rihanna. And he said, I don't give a fuck. Hold on. That's my shit. It's my shit. And I could do with it what I want. Y si cierto, güey, it's different. Es como te acuerdas que I think it was Christina Milian turned down ADJ, la de Rihanna. Yeah. It turned out, yo, shit, look what it did. Por eso te digo, like, that shit.
And if Christina Milian would have did that song that, hey, DJ, it might have been a different song.
Probably be a dud. But I feel...
or maybe not.
Como you te digo, güey, I now notice, como te dije, Drake, ese güey es bueno and everything with sus beats, como dice, my hooks did it, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? I tell him, yeah, it's pretty, I just don't like, yo te digo así, la vera neta, güey. A mí no me gusta mucho being like pop, güey. You know? That's the thing. Yo soy hardcore, like, I love hip-hop, güey. I don't even get hip-hop. I love that gangster shit, that Savage Life shit. You know? That gangster music, you know what I'm saying?
Dude bought Gwen Stefani CD, bro. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, right? I love this shit. This fucking gay guy, he goes, I don't like Drake because I don't like that pop shit. But he's fucking constant was singing it when I was in middle school. Like that B is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-N. But he don't like Drake, one dance.
If I was a rich girl.
Hey, he don't like Drake. All I need is one dance. But he like, if I was a rich girl, then I'm going to tits on
something. I just go like this way. Lo de Drake con Diddy, eso se sabe for
years. Just say you hate Team Light Skin, bro.
Why?
No, you're dark, bro.
What, you racist? You white, passing Latino? Pussy ass motherfucker. We're going to cancel you, bitch. Pero te digo, yo eso sabía de Drake con lo de Diddy a long time ago, cuando dijía, pero yo lo que, trying to take a chill, I'm sorry. Pero yo la mera neta, güey, I always thought Kendrick was overrated like a motherfucker, bro. And I also felt the same shit about J. Cole, güey. But I feel like es como dice, güey, ya cuando la gente te gana, güey, they claim you're supreme, like, let king, güey, ya te ponen,
güey. Let me tell you something about Drake. This is what I noticed. I think.
Pero ya eso, güey, también es lo mismo, güey. You know, like, como dije, wait, awesome fucking song, wait. Awesome song.
We get it, Pancho. Push a T beat him, right?
A common beat him.
All right, we get it. We get it. But let me tell you something. I always think, it might be the light skin tone. I always think that people think that, oh, we could give it to him. Because Drake could be perceived as, oh, he's a little feminine fucking dude, right? Like, he's a little feminine. But I tell you this, that motherfucker is so clever.
He did the grassy way.
That dude is so clever with his bars way. And I think.
Lil Yachty wrote for him.
I think. The thing is, Drake is one of those guys almost like a little bit like Eminem, right? Where you could say some crazy shit to him, but he's able to take shit as a joke. He doesn't take it too seriously, where other rappers take it very fucking seriously. And that's why I go. I think that's why people get, como, he's almost like annoying, way. Like, you're trying to fuck him up, and
he's a
kinda,
fucking dork.
He kind of laughs at you.
You know,
he's
like a dork.
Like, he embraces that role, though. Yeah. He embraces, and that's why, and I think a lot of people want Drake to go down. Porque he's like, fuck that motherfucking pretty motherfucker.
But es como te digo, wey.
They always hate on the pretty boys like me.
Why you think, wey, ya, es como
they don't never hate on Pancho.
It's como, because I don't give a
there's
fuck.
There's nothing to hate on this dude for.
I'm like Eminem, wey. Except I don't give a fuck, wey.
Thick
you know
ass eyebrows.
Pero es como le digo a todos, wey. Why you think a Rick Ross le duele so bad, wey?
I think it hurts him.
No, cuando estaba la real beef, wey, le duele porque, oh, como yeah, digo, wey, es como cuando he got so pissed at the, cuando they leaked that he was a correction officer. Y viste, ese güey puso otra vez el video de él, güey, marching in class.
¿Es him?
Yeah.
That's a young Rick Ross.
Dice que fue, I don't know if it's true or not, pinche, todo es fucking fake, que hey, fue wait. 1090 Jack there put the video out.
I don't think that's Rick Ross, though. I think it was maybe a troll
video. I don't
know,
look at that, güey.
He don't look like Rick Ross.
Well, yeah, no te puedes tener beard ni nada, güey. Maybe I'm wrong. Slimmer, güey.
And he was younger. Yeah. He was
younger. Younger, you're when you're, but I go like this. That's why, güey, como...
See, just search up Rick Ross correction officer picture.
Y le digo a todos, you know why he take it so bad, güey? Porque es como dicen todos, güey. Cuando te dicen, oh, you're not this, you're not that. He wants to be that. I'm that gangster, bro. You know, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And I go like this. I always go
and
back
when
to...
When you believe you're... You can be a G and still be a goofball.
It's como dijo... Remember Rico Reckless? You can't be tough all the time. You know what I'm saying?
It's como a Drake. Yeah, perfect example. You're saying... Rick Ross always wanted to put the persona, nah, motherfucker, I'm a kingpin, right?
Yeah, I'm a king.
And Rick Ross, Drake, and the other hand, they're like, ah, oh, he's just a Degrassi boy. But he'll embrace that.
No,
like,
it's
yeah.
From like a TV show, bro. Is this the
picture? Oh, it's a young Rick Ross.
It looks like a TV show.
Hey, but you know, why Chelsea don't know this connected?
But I'm going to tell you like this. Es que sabes también por qué? Why you think he's always, this is the thing to me. Why you think every time he's somebody talks shit to Rick Ross, or they say about 50 Cent,
like B.I.G. No la volteas, güey.
Viste como dicen todos, güey. Why you think he gets so tight, güey, when they talk about 50 Cent, güey? Kyle, güey. Why? Because people, no matter what, he say he earned 50, he did this. Pero you know that people still love 50 more? And they always throw it in his face. Y le digo, Why? Because 50 is one of those motherfuckers too, way. He'll make fun of anything, way. He don't take como, he don't take this rap shit no more. Like, well, this is bullshit.
Trey shouted him out in his
fucking. Yeah, that's why. Right. Why
you got me talking like I'm 50.
Why you think? Porque pinche 50 también, he'll make fun of himself. Y lo que pasa, güey, que
it 50... It seems like 50 is team light skin.
No, yeah. Repito lo que le digo otra vez. Pero es como dice, look at 50, güey. 50 will go on their way. What I do? ¿Te acuerdas? What Floyd? What I do to Floyd? You remember Cancel Show? And I feel like 50, like, because he really lived that life, way. You know? That's what's really life. He like, I ain't going to do that shit no more. I'm there. Fuck that shit. Por eso, ¿te acuerdas? The greatest bar fue cuando la pinche cuando hizo con Takashi. I don't say gang gang. ¿Te acuerdas que I don't say none of that gang shit because no, Rico he, comes back.
I am not gang gang. I do not gang bang.
¿Y ves que lo que le dijo en la interview? I don't say none of that shit.
Don't play me like a pussy. I will pull up and bang bang.
Well, ¿ves cuando dijo eso? Cuando I went like this. I don't say none of that shit because that's when the feds watch and put you on the Rico shit. And I tell people, he don't give a fuck about none of that. Y él, I think he learned that for Eminem, way.
Pancho, call me crazy. I don't think Kendrick responds.
I think he's pulling a Drake. I mean, J. Cole, they pulled a Drake way.
I think, like, all right, this motherfucker came a little harder than I thought.
He's doing the push your T effect. You know, they're just going to chalk it up as a loss. You know, 3 years from now, I keep picking, you know, our friendship and all this shit. Mm-hmm. To me, way, the biggest loser in this shit, dog, for J. Cole, bro. I swear to God. I can't believe they call you, they're calling you the GOAT, way. You apologize. That shit to me is like, that's pussy in hip hop, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see a battle. Even with no curse word, I think that's even harder, way. I expected that shit from J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? That shit to me, you see how everybody reacted. You saw Jadakiss? I really want to talk to him. I'm like, why? Why you did that? Because, at the, ¿qué dijo que es hip hop? It's competitive, way. It's going to be who's the. When Jadakiss comes out and says, dude, I want to ask him why he did that shit, bro. Because that shit look weak as fuck, dude. Like,
hey, you've been seeing.
I now feel like him and Lil Pump are on the same level.
I might have to put Lil Pump.
Yeah, me too. With that fly ass hair. Shit.
I do have to say, I'm more of a fan of the music than Lil Pump than J. Cole. But he got a couple good shit.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I think fucking Lil Pump's shit was annoying.
Nah, no, like the Gucci Gang, bro. That
this shit's annoying, bro. I think I don't know, bro. I think they're both right there.
Hey, you been seeing the new trailer for the new Joker movie?
I told you, Pancho everybody's sad, Pancho bro.
Pancho me dice, it's a fucking Disney Channel musical. Dice que there's more music involved in this one, right?
Well, there's like 14 songs. But, man, bro,
you saw it got super mega rated R for violence and full nudity?
I don't know. Because lo que te acuerdas lo que te
why does that role fit Lady Gaga so well?
Pero viste lo que le enseñé a este güey, que ya ves que I think people are starting to screen it.
Yeah.
Y todos, they said, you better sip through nothing but singing.
Yeah.
You know?
Look at Pancho.
That's what I'm scared of, bro.
I don't give a fuck about what those people think.
I don't give a fuck what you say, bitch.
You see...
Fuck this dumb fucking bolillo.
You see como dices, como dijiste.
Go floss, bitch. Hey. If I call you dentist, pussy. Right?
You know, remember when you go see your stupid fucking dumb Marvel comic movies or the DC ones and they always give them a shit grades? And you're like, oh, it's because those guys, the guys that rate them hate DC. And then you come back like, oh, it was a fucking awesome movie. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. People, how the fuck... People like different shit, so these review guys. I gotta believe them.
This is what I tell you, Tony. I don't like fucking for that movie. I expected so much.
You haven't seen it.
Let me explain. God damn it! I don't want to go and see fucking Hairspray or fucking Glee way. I don't want to hear people sing. I want to see violence way. I don't want to go see fucking Glee and shit. Talk about. Hey,
Cijo. Did I not just tell him? He said, I said, this is above rated R. Uh-huh. This fucking super mega rated R.
What's about rated R?
Super mega
and
rated
R. What's about rated R?
And they're full blown nudity scenes. Uh-huh. And I go,
I don't want to
see Lady Gaga naked.
I don't want to see her. I think it's going to be Joaquin Phoenix showing his pecker.
Maybe,
flaco, culero, wey. I think so, wey. Hey, wey, ese wey plays that role too perfect. I'm a little fucking scared. Like, I feel like if I ever meet him, así va a ser, wey. And I'm like, como se ríe, wey? It's like, what the fuck is like?
I don't know. I think I seen about 10 motherfuckers in downtown that could play the Joker.
They're fucked up. Anyway, hablando de esa huevita, la girl que puso. Oh, like, fuck, I can never ride the fucking train ever again. Una girl está diciendo que went in there, y ves que todos están diciendo que con Ciro se sentó la otra vez y había una puddle of piss en el bus.
On the bus.
Yeah. Esta girl, güey, fue, dice que no se quería sentar, güey, y agarró el pole, güey, le hace, this is not peanut butter. Había cagada en el pole, güey.
She was like,
this is not peanut butter.
Let's on see. The train?
Yeah. ¿Ves que te agarras así para que no te vayas?
She put a video?
Yeah.
On where?
I think it was on TikTok. Yeah, she'd be like, what the fuck? This is not peanut butter. That cagada, güey.
Dude, I saw this video of some dude in L.A. Tiene esa, ¿cómo se llama? The ring camera?
Uh-huh.
Y una señora, una Mexican lady older, she's walking by in front of his house, y la troca, su troca era una blue Tahoe in front, and the lady just drops her pants and shits on the side of her car.
What?
Como que tenía chorro, güey. You know, like, you can't, look at, bro, I've been in a situation, I never shitted myself or shitted, and, pero you know cuando te pega algo bien feo como el cagón de Cidro?
When you get like a rock in your stomach, bro. It feels
Why you look at me like you shit yourself before?
No, I'm saying you get like a
hot I shitted ass myself
rock.
Before.
I never, me ha echado un pedo y salió cagada before. And then he just jump in the shower, throw away the underwear, double bagging in the Target bag.
And just toss it out.
Tu mate dice, ¿qué estás haciendo? Nada.
You ever hit one of those?
Hell yeah.
Those are the, I hate that feeling.
I was at 955 and I said I couldn't hold it more. I kept going. ¿Ves cuando te echa el pedo backwards, güey? Se va para atrás para la panza, güey. I was like, dije,
echa pedo backwards.
You never had those feelings, you know?
What?
Que you try to fart y pensabas que iba a salir para atrás, pero entra como para atrás al stomach.
Yeah.
And you're like,
you feel like the inside of your stomach.
Bro, you're probably missing an intense.
No, I was like, dude, I got to take a shit. Y dije, oh, no, I made it. Y cuando I hit the fucking parallel parking, stupid ass Chicago, I went, oh, shit. Dije, ¿para qué el carro todo fucked up? Hasta por ahí me dijo, hey, güey, ¿por qué el carro está por casi?
Me cagué, güey.
Salí del shower oliendo a Swab Sport.
It's a Swab Sport.
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
Hey, you saw the egg shampoo we have?
That shit
smelled
like,
where did you get it from,
garbage,
bro?
Wait.
Where did you get it
no,
from?
No, I found that in the bag. I think it's been out there for like 7 years.
Where?
But
outside.
It still smells good.
Outside? Back in high school, bro.
I hate it.
Nah, that shit smells like shit, bro. I was going to throw
either.
It away.
It
I said, why are Tony trying to sound like a fucking wrestler that didn't shower and went to hang out with his girlfriend? Wait. That's what his ex used to be. The guy told you, got on his
gets cheap, way.
You yeah, know, or the bots body
you
spray.
You know what's crazy?
I the bot body spray?
Bro, yo me acuerdo todos huelían
a... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unos güeyes huelían a mota cagada y a ese spray, güey. I'm like...
You, it's crazy porque... I think now... Well, you seen those motherfuckers that just collect colognes? But you know what? It's nice to smell pretty good sometimes.
Everybody has their day, way.
Yeah.
I got one cologne day. We share.
Yeah, but I found one that me regalaron and then Cidro has trash ass one.
Why is that... But just because they're not worth $100 doesn't mean they're trash, Tony,
yeah,
right?
Bro.
Sorry, not everybody's a baller like you or just steal
no,
everything.
You smell this shit?
He smells like shit sometimes, but I never smelled this shit.
No, it's fucking... ¿Cómo se llama? Obsession?
Yeah, it's Obsession.
What is it? That shit, it like...
Why you hate on his mom's gift,
60 plus.
That's
but your mom might not like you that much then.
It's a winter cologne. Yeah.
Stupid. You can't even smell nothing in the cold.
No, yeah. It's a winter cologne because it's spicier.
It is. Yeah. It feels
like. It feels like cinnamon.
Bueno, chile piqui.
You know, it smells like if I'm eating hot tamales candy.
Yeah,
that's how it smells like.
Yeah. I didn't know that different seasons, you got different colognes for different seasons.
That's stupid. Whoever invented it. Just put whatever the fuck
it's
you want.
It's como dicen, you got winter tires and hot wheel tires when it's all bullshit.
There's this guy that I follow on TikTok that he's big in colognes. And he shows you how to properly spray them on, which cologne is for which season. Like the citrus ones, I think, are for like. What do you say it was? They're for like
you
the
really
fall.
Think people out there in smelling Tony like, bro, you got a winter cologne. What the hell is summer, dude?
No, but yeah, you know
well,
what? You be
Alex
like,
did that shit. You remember? He bought so many colognes. He bought them for different seasons and everything. He wore them at the different times. Yeah, like,
how do you
I
hit
think,
your
like,
cologne? How do you put your cologne?
Me, cuando todo free balling en mi cama allá, me echo uno en el pecho, uno en el humpback, y uno por under the titties. That's it. Y aquí. En el pinche de la manita y la
That's a lot, dude.
Oh. I do
you know,
one.
Me and Cedar are called fat asses.
Yeah, they're pretty big, bro.
Yeah. So as soon as you walk out that bitch, you already smell like bacon. So I got to echarme un
How
chico.
Do you put it on, Cedar?
I put one on the back of my big back right here.
The white back.
The white back. And then I put one on my chest. Then I put one on my ass. So when I sit down or stand up, it don't smell like ass.
your ass smell still overpowers you.
You always got to do the crotch one just in case you ever get hit.
I never do that. Yeah, I never do the crotch one.
You
so
never
I
do the
do
crotch
this.
One?
This is what I do.
Pero with, if, with yeah. chonies or without
no,
chonies?
No, 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 with your pants.
But you
on.
Put it yeah, directly on your on yourself?
On my skin.
I don't
But no, I spread. Uh-huh. See, I, but like this side.
No, I do it far. I just yeah. do it in front of me and I walk into it.
Yeah, you smell
into
like
the,
me.
Into the mist.
And I sprayed like my, so two on top, mm-hmm. but like 2 feet away from me, spray it and I walk into
and
it.
Co- yeah.
And then same thing with my dick.
You never know. You get a surprise head one day, bro. So you
no, también a veces le echo la cabeza así. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. No, porque sí, la gorra uh-huh. sudo un chingo, güey. Yeah. So le hago.
Sweat and that doesn't mix together, bro.
Huh? No, but para que sude, güey.
Hey, you're becoming those fat boys that need a fucking rag when they walk outside?
No, I never did. ¿Sabes
like
qué,
Arias
güey? No, espérate, it's crazy, güey, porque un dude at work, güey, también tiene ese como mitad, güey. Lo están sudando.
Black
Yo
guy?
Nunca he sido. No, Mexican.
I was going to say, black dudes sweat a lot too,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, black people sweat a lot.
I always see. Arias Spears siempre está en su interviews con
pues,
una pinche.
El chunky guy que me habla a veces, uh-huh. este, el que me habla de work, ese güey, Lolo nomás llega a los 70, güey. Tiene una blue one aquí, güey.
My dad's a sweater. I'm a sweater yeah. too, though, dude.
Tú sudas a
yeah,
lo pendejo.
Yeah, I'm a fucking sweater. I sweat and then I panic sweat. Like when I feel sweat dripping. I'm like, oh, shit. And I just start gushing sweat.
I used to think they used to look cool con su rag así, bien chingón. Then I said, like, so you sweat all day, you're wiping it with the same towel. All day.
Yeah.
And I go like
much.
This. Pero yo no sé que ha sido un heavy sweater.
Yeah, you didn't sweat that much. No, yo sí, güey. And then I hate the fucking.
Tú, güey, like, te sales, güey. Ya tienes toda la forehead llena de water. I'm like, este güey ya está sudando, güey. Este güey también suda un chingo.
I sweat. Yeah, I sweat a lot.
Nah, you don't sweat like me, though.
No, he sweats a lot.
No,
though.
Sí, este güey sí suda.
I remember, I'm telling you. Yeah. Cuando
¿Sabes que sweats también chingo?
Yeah,
pipis, güey.
It was like that one time we went to Lalo's. Remember they put us outside?
Oh,
dude. Tony was like, can y'all put us next to an air conditioner or something? He was sweating a lot that day,
I told you, I'm like, yeah. I hate motherfucker. We're going to eat outside in the summer. No, don't do that stupid ass shit.
Yeah, I like it, güey, cuando se sacan fotos, güey. Pinche at 100 degrees comiendo su stupid ass fucking chilaquil or something in the morning. So nice. Fuck that. Give me the AC room, bitches. The coldest part in this bitch. I don't like that shit. Eating outside sucks.
Yeah, eating outside sucks dick.
Lo estás comiendo y se bola toda
la chingada.
I like
the cold. I like to be comfortable, dude. Mm. I don't like humidity.
For a small guy, way, you always have a problem with the heater somewhere. Dude, let's get the fuck out of here. Está caliente. Like, oh, fuck this shit. I'm like, for a little dude, I used to think that.
Pancho, wey. Pancho estaba en la pickup last summer. Yo no puedo, wey. Por eso, pero Pancho lo hizo porque he's a
no,
cheap motherfucker.
No, pero, ¿qué te dije, Ciro?
He don't want to pay the $500 to fix the AC. I'm like, this year, I'm going to fix that AC. Pancho, wey, estaba en 108 degree weather in a pickup with no AC. Just chilling. Oyendo ESPN 1000. Bro, well, I would be like this after work last year when I was driving. And it would be 80. I'm like, dude, come on, bro.
Sometimes, though, you get so hot, you don't even feel it no more, bro.
But no.
Sometimes,
wait.
You just take that heatness already.
You just accept it.
And you just accept it. And you just fucking soak it in.
¿Sabes dónde sucks, güey? Cuando estás en traffic, güey. Pero cuando estás en regular traffic y todo normal day, güey. I'm not like, this thing
like
was
a
whiner.
Like with
a small
whiner.
Breeze in here. Sweet hoe.
You know
what? I'm like,
you know what's
whipping that bitch.
Which car attract the heat? CJ's old red car.
That stupid box, wait.
That was a can, bro.
I hated that fucking car.
That metal
for some odd reason, wait. Está bien caliente ahí, wait. Bro, I swear to God, we used to do cold toy hunting, wait. Tirar todos los huevos sudados en la forehead.
That shit was funny.
Un viejito se murió adentro de ese carro, wait. I almost guarantee it.
That shit was cursed. Pinche mando cursed that shit. Yeah, por eso no me gustaba. Ese güey sí era un hot box, wait. I was like, damn, I used to tell Cito, fuck that, Cito, I'm out this bitch. I told him I'd rather take Uber, way. Let's take Uber, way. Everywhere, fuck that shit.
At least
shit.
We got one good car that has AC, Panchos. We got to whip that whole this.
Fuck you. Pinche Tony, güey, ya, Tony, güey. Where you at, dog?
I'm
like, let me use the hoopty.
What the
fuck? Use the hoopty?
CJ, I'm going to tell you this right now.
What happened?
If you drain all my gas in my truck.
I drain the fuck out
of
it.
Look it. Let me tell you something, bud. I put $90. That's why I don't put gas, wait, because you fucking guys will see gas in it and just take that motherfucker.
Nah, nah, nah.
Hey, Isidro, I'm going to end it here.
You cheap
Isidro,
as fuck.
Hey, for the fucking this fucking jackass, always talking shit. Every time I get to his car, right under the 1/4 mark.
Get the fuck out of here,
Isidro, where's
bro.
It at right now?
Right now?
Yeah. Tony.
Which
Tony.
One? My
Tony.
Car?
Yeah.
Hey.
The blue car.
Yeah.
I could tell you it was about to hit red because yesterday was payday and I put gas every payday.
So you ain't got no money for gas?
You got money for gas on regular days?
So you pay a payday?
No, because of gas.
You broke, motherfucker.
No money.
People, we need Slim Fat Podcast to blow up a casino. Got no gas money.
Shrek looking motherfucker.
Last me like a week and a half, bro.
Let's get yeah, that's why he always wants to use my truck, güey. Everywhere we go, he wants me to use it. Anyway.
Ahí sí, chavalita, verga, güey. Es que
espérate. I read. Why are you broke, bitch?
No, dude. Every time pretty
stop buying toys,
every,
stupid
every
bitch.
Every 2 weeks, then I fill it up again.
Yeah. No, si
but
le
creo. I have 20,
si
have,
le creo. Porque he'd be
I
like, well, let's take your truck. Let's take your truck. Sí. Anyway, pero es que sabes por qué no tiene money for gas, güey?
Este güey compra Airheads.
No, I fat ass motherfucker tiene all kinds of snacks and he's on a diet. Anyway, viste que ya dejó el pinche green juice, güey? Ya es brown juice, güey. That toy flower, güey. Anyway, ¿sabes por qué no tiene money for gas, güey? To make him cut his hair every fucking weekend. Yeah, güey, got no gas money, güey.
That's like $40 for gas, güey.
Ya todo le dicen así, güey, te vas a morir.
Fuck, güey, this week you go skip a haircut, güey, so you can have some gas.
Everybody looks at me, hey, güey, what's up with your boy? Thought he's dying or something, why? Because ya ahora te quiere ver guapo todos los días, antes está todo para la verga. But he riding with no gas, though.
Hey, fuck, it's like Webby says, fuck a gas tank I need, bro. The drinks are still on him, though.
All right, folks, with that, we out of here.
All right, peace. All right,
peace.
Peace.
Cause this my hometown, this my hometown, this my hometown. This my hometown, this my hometown. This my hometown, this my hometown. This my hometown, this my hometown.